Okay, so back to the first show, chapter 1, first show,
number. Chapter 1 again?
Yeah, we just saw what we want to see there, the way he
comparison.
Number 38. Number 38. So this one is a bit of a contrast to the previous. Ikas, the last two Ikrim, he said were to search out, to examine your ways, the Cheshbon HaNefesh, to know firstly what you've done and how often. And second of all, he said, was to see exactly the degree, the seriousness of each Aveira. The more serious, the more, as a general rule, right, an Aveira which has a Chiyuv Misa or Kolos is more serious than an Aveira which is a Malkus. Okay? That's what we saw there. So you have to know the seriousness of each Aveira. That was that one. Here is almost, not exactly the opposite, we'll see, but almost the opposite. The Iker HaShleisha, I saw the 13th Iker. Lies Aveiros HaKaleis, Chamorais Be'inov. Even the small Aveiros, the lenient Aveiros, or the not so serious Aveiros, less serious Aveiros, also be serious in your eyes. For four reasons that we're opening. First, we have to straight away say, to be careful what we're saying here, he's not saying that there should be no difference between a smaller Aveira and a bigger Aveira. We're just as said the previous, the opposite. You have to know, the more serious the Aveira, you have to know the seriousness of the Aveira. If the Aveira is more serious, you have to understand it's more serious. But he's saying, it seems to be like almost a warning, but doesn't mean the other way, it doesn't mean, okay, serious Aveira is not very serious. Now the Aveira, that's okay. Yeah, it's only love, it's not even mark or whatever. Don't make that mistake either. So we have to obviously keep it on both sides.
I think the question I thought about serious Aveira with Chayiv Misa.
Yes.
Yes. Sodom was destroyed and flood was not because they were killing. Because they're killing proof.
It says there are Nechtam on Ageza, but it's also because of Arayim.
So right now.
It's also because of Arayim.
No. It's only Pluga. Arayim is secondary.
No, it was other Arayim. It says like Nechtam Gezayim Dino
Man Ageza. No. Nobody killed you for it.
So, first of all, for Goy, all Zayin Mitzvahs B'nei Ne'echa Chayiv Misa.
It's good, but the thing.
Yeah, but we see, that's definitely clear in the Gemara. You see that serious Einish is more serious. Different degrees, even in Chayiv Misa itself, there's different degrees. One's some more serious than others.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, listen.
Okay, so, four reasons why you shouldn't take the smaller layers less, more light. You shouldn't take them lightly. Mm-hmm. You should also know they are also serious. The first reason is, don't think, don't look at it. You have to have the right perspective. The seriousness of it is not the fact that this itself is something which is not so good. You say, oh, okay, I did something bad because the fact of, again, that Seder Shon Hara, whatever it is not so serious. Don't look at it like that. You have to understand. Part of this Aveira is the fact you've rebelled against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Kadosh Baruch Hu told you not to do it, and you're going against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So, even if the Aveira itself, in itself, it might be less serious, yeah, it doesn't take away from the fact that you've gone against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, that's number one. The next one, Rashaini. Ki hayetzer sholet ba'aveiros hakaleis. The Yetzer Hara is sholet. When it comes to small Aveiros, that's his. That's where he finds his place to attack us. Therefore, that might be a reason, that might come to pass, that will allow, cause us to repeat these Aveiros. So if we do these Aveiros too often, they're not going to be small Aveiros anymore. They'll be the same as a serious Aveira. But sorry, each time you're going to get an Oynish. On each one, you do a small little Aveira, what I do already, small little Aveira, and you do it again, because it's so small, so you do it again and again and again. Eventually, it mounts up, and the Oynish will get to all, and this small Aveira will be the same as doing one big Aveira, right? We had it right in the beginning, if you remember, just before we started Ikrim, also, he went through the reasons why it's bad to wait to do Tshuva, Mitzachim and Tshuva, someone who pushes off doing Tshuva, all the things that can lead to. And one of them was this idea. You're going to end up doing, if you do the same Aveira many times, yeah, people make the mistake. Okay, and also this one little Aveira, it's not one Aveira. If you do it 10 times, you've done 10 Aveiras. So he's saying if you do a small Aveira many times, then it's not small anymore. Again, let's have to be medayek what he's saying. He's not saying, we're not talking about somebody here who is thinking, okay, he's only worried about the bigger Aveiras and he doesn't care about smaller Aveiras. He doesn't care to do smaller Aveiras. It's not what he said. We're not talking about us. Obviously, talking to someone who knows you can't do any Aveiras. You're trying not to do any Aveiras. But he's saying, his wording was very interesting. He's saying, he starts off saying, there's a stronger Yetzer Hara on the smaller Aveiras. So yeah, obviously, yeah, we're serious people. We're going to try not to do Aveiras, but the psychology of a person is he's going to put more effort and more of his mind to see if he doesn't do the serious Aveiras. He's more sure of himself that the smaller Aveiras doesn't necessarily work so hard on. So he's saying, be careful. Because before you know it, the Sahara will have got to you in this smaller Aveira. And once he's got to you, then it's going to end up being just as serious as the bigger Aveira. That's number one. And the next two are also similar, going on the same idea. That's the Ashleshi, the third problem. Ki behasmodose an Aveira. Again, when you're repeating the Aveira, Mass is making Eta. Sorry, I missed out a couple of lines. Yeah. Right, that's Mr. Marshall. Sorry, the first one was if you do the Aveira many times, you're going to end the Onish. Is mitzaber, it gets bigger. Or Mishlael Zeh, they bring a mashal on this. Mechutzal Meshiach, have a thread of silk. Shmunir Pevachon, it's very weak. You can snap it, break it very easily. Kasha Yich, Padu Oisoik, Fonim Rabin, you bend it over many times. Yaseh Ovois Kazok, it becomes thick and unbreakable. Fascinating use of this mashal. He's saying, you repeat it many times, he's using this mashal to refer to the oinus you get for each time. Like the one thread is a very weak oinish, and you have the same aveira many, many times, then the oinish will gather together and will be a very large oinish. Okay. I'm not sure who is this Mishle out there. So they bring a similar type of, I think, a Gemara, I think it's okay. So this doesn't exactly say this Mishle. I think they bring a Chavis of Wallace also for this Mishle. So I'm not sure if it means something from Chazal or from the areas of us to other people. That's the Moshe brings in that. That was number two. Number three, again, another problem which will come about with the fact that you should repeat this stuff here. Nasus lekaheta. Again, that's what we had this idea before at the beginning. Do you repeat the very many times, then, again, psychology, you seem to think of it as a heta. You don't see it as so serious anymore. Ve'yifwek ulami olov, and you'll throw off the yoke of this Sivriya HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this commandment, this Aveira. V'lois shamim mimena. That will also lead you, besides the fact that I end up doing it many times, that itself will lead you that from now on you won't see it in Aveira anymore and you won't guard yourself in keeping out Aveira. V'choshev yukulki oilu mu'amol medavar echot. Right, again, he said this. Someone who has one Aveira can decide on one Aveira that, oh, okay, you don't mind this Aveira. Okay, this one you're not makbid on. So that's called a mumar, in the words of Chazal, a mumar medavar echot. Decided there's one Aveira, I'm going to keep the whole Kolanter Kula except for one certain particular commandment. So it's not just one particular commandment, it's like you're called a Mumma. A Mumma, right? If you're rebellious, which spoke in a way when you explained it right at the beginning of the Shah, it's the same thing as if a servant would go to the king and say, yes, I'll do whatever you want, except this one I've decided I don't want. I mean, that he hasn't accepted the Yoke of the King at all. If you're saying you'll decide what you'll listen to and what you're not listening to, what you agree with you'll listen to and what you don't agree with, or what you decide for whatever reason you don't want to listen to, you haven't accepted any of it. It's not that you've accepted 99% and 1% you haven't. That's nothing. Right? If you could decide the one thing you're not, that means you haven't accepted the equal Shwalf at all. What you decided to agree with you do and you're not. So that's called a Mummer Ledover Echad, it's considered a Mummer, so that's another danger of even one smaller here. And finally, the Ravi. Again, the last three, all the similar paths. The problem of if you do this Aveira, this can lead you to problems. If the Tzahara defeats you, even in this one small thing, that could lead, in fact, besides leading to doing this Aveira itself many times and all the problems, it will also lead to do other Aveiras. Moshe Omer Rabbi Yisrael Zechem Nevracha, Chazal said, Kol hamashaber kelim bechamaslay, someone who in his anger breaks kelim, he loses it. When he gets angry, he loses it and he breaks things. Yibeinecho ki'ilu oyved avodah zarah. That's as if you should look at it as if he's been oyved avodah zarah. That's what it says in the Gemara. So I always understood that. I mean, I think probably the first pshat is saying, telling you the severity of kaas. If the kaas can control you to such a degree, then it breaks things. That's ki'ilu oyved avodah zarah. Yeah, we have to understand why that should be. We'll see in a second. He's saying that slightly differently. He's saying it doesn't mean that breaking kelim is like comparable to avodah zarah. It can lead to avodah zarah. Start off with this small thing, just losing your temper totally. Then you'll eventually end up doing avodah zarah. That's the first step on the path. So why particularly avodah zarah? So what's the serious? So again, the partial plan, I think, in the connection between breaking kelim and your anger, and being over the way, so I highly understand that. What's the connection? Because you lose your temper, so that's considered like over the way, Zara.
It will bring to over the Zara.
He's saying it will bring to over the Zara, but still, it seems there's no. Right, this seems like the first step to bring to over the Zara. Saying
very big connection.
Huh?
Very big.
Yeah, go on.
Very big connection. If you are boss of this company, and I disagree with the rule of this company, I will find another boss in the
church.
Right. That's all.
Listen, about breaking the kelim, though.
What?
There's two things here.
He loses his temper, true.
And then he breaks kelim. So there's two things here. He didn't just do this. There's two things. He lost his temper. And then he took an action which was to destroy something.
Yeah, no, action is all second time. And second step was this.
Process. That action must be very important. That action.
It's start to implement. Anger. Anger. You bought tickets on train and breaking is you got on train. That's all.
Yeah, but it's a good point. He's saying
very good point.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. However, we explain it, we would understand it. Getting angry is shows whatever. Yes, but you're saying it's true. Gemara doesn't really say that. Gemara doesn't say anybody gets angry.
So the first
thing is like you're saying it means if you're getting so angry it means you're totally you think you're the boss, you're in control, and right, see, absolutely. There was another idea I was thinking, we mentioned once before from Rabbi Yonah, how to understand anger. He said when he's talking about Hachna, actually. He brought the pasuk says Man Ne'erach Yoshiv Chima. To speak softly to somebody dispels anger. Someone who's angry with you, speak to him softly. So the way that calms him down. The way he explained it, when he explained it, that's a part of Hachna. It's the fact, it's not just the fact you're talking softly to him also naturally. It's the fact you're being machnia yourself, humbling yourself towards that person, that will calm him down. That's what he says there.
This also need to investigation because perhaps avoid steps, never try to comfort a person when he in distress.
You know, yeah, we don't like distress, don't matter how to, yeah.
Be careful.
Right.
Have a little bit of time and start tomorrow, not immediately.
Yeah. No. Right, but anyway, it seems from there, it seems that he has understanding, insight into the human nature, that's part of being angry. If someone gets angry at somebody, it's because you feel that he deserves something, you should have done something for him, and you haven't given him what he deserves. That's why he gets angry. It's the opposite of Achna. It comes from, you have not been machmir yourself to me, as you should. You haven't given me what you should. Someone who you see is the Roshiva of the Rav would come in and you say, you're going to get angry with him that he didn't stand up for you when you came in or something. Right? Someone who you feel you deserve something and this person didn't give
what
it to you.
What bra?
Yeah, say for example, someone who's a Choshra person would come and act in a way to you like you wouldn't get angry with him that they didn't respect you enough. If you are a Choshra person or Rav, and someone you come in and someone acts disrespectfully towards you or doesn't stand up for you and walk into the room. It's not going to make you angry. So if you're the Rav and someone's disrespectful to you, then that might make you feel annoyed. I deserve that. Why is he not staring at me? So on the other hand, if you see him as if you saw this other person much more harsher than you, you're not going to feel angry they didn't respect you. Why should they respect me? I'm much lower than them. So saying that the anger comes from the fact that you're feeling disrespected and you feel the other person is not being machias of you. That's what Benyana says. So when you speak softly and humbly to the person, you're being machias of him, so that will automatically dispel the anger.
Yes.
He says over there, what's the way I'm still, he says over there. So it could be as well, that's also similar to what we're saying also. So this anger to this degree, as you said, on the Shabbat Kalim, you've lost control, so that's the first step. If you're feeling, you're feeling your self-importance here, the self-importance, that's going to be the first step. Not willing to accept that others are higher than you, that's going to come to you, take it as well.
It's not just even self-importance, it is that world not acting as you would like it to act. It's not because you're important. You think world need to act as you perceive. As soon as world will not perceive.
Right.
Your
so wife, so I your agree, friend, yeah. So agree, yes, and the world should be.
He said, I'm nothing. But I would like that world work exactly how I see. Right. You're important.
Okay, Venema, so he brings on this last idea, he brings a pasuk, famous pasuk, on the story of Hashem said to Cain.
As a matter of fact, what bringing Cain, what Avram said, how you perceive, what means bringing Cain? He just really brought, break this table, or break this something?
Oh, so he starts throwing his dishes,
it is not only this.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, very often happen with us when we got angry, we break in something what we usually do. I'm not doing it anymore.
Okay, that's a nice idea. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
It is nice much more harmful. Okay, you break table. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. That's possible.
Much better to break table.
Saying
the same as
also.
I'm not doing it anymore.
Things,
I'm not coming to shachris. That's all. It's, yeah, I have enough.
That's a motto coming from this. It's not a.
Yeah. But it's not the
main point.
Yeah.
The main point is that you get angry and you throw something across the room. You smash something out. That's what you do.
Smash
in your anger. In your fit of anger, you throw. I know. Hear what you're saying. Is something.
It's a nice idea, but it's true.
You don't write this motion like this if that's what you want to make say. You don't say it like that. You don't say it. It's a straight, it's a straight thing.
When he says that what he defined by this, if he said the word lost right now. When he said you break something, what?
He broke something, and how
you call him when you're talking about Nashroma that you kill him, you need to make your kill him ends.
But it could be there's also awareness here for this idea also. But
that's a scenario that's just happened to me. I'm already showing that my brothers are why. Because that scenario was painted to me by Hashem. This guy, whoever it is that I'm angry at, that was an orchestrated from Shemaim. So you're fighting a stick. You're fighting against something that was. So, and when you're breaking things, to throw back Hashem. I don't want this scenario. Well, what do you mean? That's. You focus on the message you're getting from the scenario. The message here. Doesn't just. The minute, oh, well, I'm very carefully thinking, okay, that message is actually breaking. Now, of course it's not. So he's not reacting right. He's as if it were at that stage he's rebelling against the Kurdish Borg.
Yes, you can't. No question. No question.
Right. That's behavior.
I agree with you. Right. And I only meant elemental religion.
That means. That's
okay, very good. So we'll.
Thank you.
Leave
Let's go. Right now to Dallas.
Okay, I'm back.